Your girl A Money.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's going down today. This is your girl, A Money. Good morning, good morning, good morning. What's good? This is the A Money Show Train. Call in 347-633-9074. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. We already got Cesar Black. You already know him. He got them stacks. It's going down on this train.
Yo, 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 this your boy Zar Black of Millie Stacks checking in with the beautiful Amani. You can also check in at 347-633-9074. I want to give a special shout out to the Amani Show Train. Also, check out my latest single, Flight. Coming soon. Eyes open.
Take flight. Flight in a motherfucking bird, nigga.
I'm fly, I'm fly, I'm fly, I'm Nike, I'm Jordan, I'm Nike, I'm Jordan, I'm fly, I'm fly, I'm fly, I'm fly, I'm fly, I'm fly, I'm Nike, I'm Jordan, I'm Nike, I'm fly, I'm fly, I'm fly. And fuck all you fly, man. I'm out of this motherfucker, man.
Yo, 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 this your boy Zod Black of Millie Stacks checking in with the beautiful Armani. You can also check
out
at 347-633-9074. I want to give a special shout out to the Armani
right.
Show Train. Also, check out my latest single,
hey,
Flight.
Hello, Nick.
Coming soon. Eyes open.
You guys, we are live right
boom.
Now.
Boom.
This
your boy Zod Black of Millie Stacks checking in with the lovely Armani. You can also check in too at 347-633-9074. I want to give a special shout out to the Armani Show Train. Also, check out my latest single, Flight.
Yo.
Boom,
Flight
it's your boy
Zod
Black and Millie Stack, straight out that MIAO 305 in the building we representing. Check it in with my homie Armani. You can also check in at 347-633-9074. I want to give a super special shout out to the Armani Show Train. Check out my latest single, Flight, baby.
And Flight is hot. When I tell you Flight is hot, you know, we got our callers on. It's going down. We lost the co-host. Hopefully, we'll get them back on shortly. We have the lovely Nikki in the building. What's going on? You already know it is Cesar's birthday.
Man, it's the biggest day ever for the royalty.
Yo,
he's popping the most. He's on vacation, too, over here in California, and we're exposing him in the West and Midwest right now. But he's originally from Miami, and he represents that hard.
Yes, I see he was born in Miami. Even if we don't get him to call in, let's explain to our viewers right now. Don't be hating because Cesar is not calling in yet. You know, it was his birthday. He had a ball last night. So, you know, I'm with you 100. It's all love. He supports. You know, his team supports. So we can't be mad over here. We just go party for you on the A Money Show train. Now, if we happen to slow the train down and pick him up along the way, get the sleep out of his eyes, a little woof-woof out of his lungs, and let's keep it moving right here. But we got the best, you know, right here with us, my lovely co-host, Jew. And Nikki, she's on, so what else could we ask for? You know, we got Cesar right here, love all day long. And you know what is exclusively all about him? Let's put Flight on one more time. It's your birthday.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. Hey.
Hey. Hey, I'm going to try to call him again.
I'm Nike. I'm Jordan. Nigga, I'm Nike. I'm Jordan. Stay on fly. I'm fly. I'm fly. UFO, one fatal flying up. I'm skywalking on like
but still feeling like I'm Jordan. Dig, I'm Superman high, above these Larry Bird's story. And then WA, nigga, we're out. And a mile high, clubbing with your bird. I know y'all mad at you. NASA on my secret thoughts, right? They's a fucker here. And Charlie got a black hole. Deep face, not a plus, I hear. Dig, these trees got me cosmos higher than an airplane. I hover high over the head, and I got money on my brain. Fly your mind, boy, y'all can see that in my gear. And a first class flight, boy, y'all can see that in my ear. But you can see that in my leer. Mile high in seduction, you can get it from the rear.
That's the show of seduction.
Kind of cockpit function, I can give her a grand tour. On top of my world, we call it Grand Concourse. How the cockpit function, I can give her a grand tour. On top of my world, we call it Grand Concourse. I'm gonna take flight. I'm gonna take flight, nigga. I'm gonna take flight. I'm gonna take flight. I'm gonna take flight. I'm gonna take flight. He ain't high. I'm gonna take flight. I'm gonna take flight, nigga. I'm gonna take flight. He ain't high. I'm gonna take flight. I'm gonna take flight. I'm gonna take flight.
Appreciative to be on his team and feel his energy and motivation every day and creating new beats and being a standout person. I'm just very appreciative that he's knocking out tracks on a daily basis. And at the end of the day, it's just bangers, banger records and tracks and collaborations that that people want to do with him. And it's like a magnet. So I'm honored to be on his camp.
I know, I could tell because you put in good work for him. You're up all night long like me, so I know he really appreciates you. And can you tell everyone who you are? What's your position that you hold with him?
I'm Zara Black and Millie Stack's talent manager, and I also do some booking for him. I'm also a personal coach for him just to get him through the transition of being under a label. He's been under a label most of his life. And now he's an independent artist, and he's got all these hitters, and I'm just fortunate to be under his team. Like
your,
I said,
your phone is going out.
I've got a lot of history in music, and I started off as a musician myself in the 80s when Salt and Pepper was hot, and I was in a group called Peace and Love, and after being out of that group after a couple years, Peace and Love, and we were supported by Solar Records out of L.A. Those cats really supported us, and my producer was Richie Rich. So being under their wing at an early age, that helped me be a supporter for any independent artist. So,
well, you know what? We definitely here on the A-Money Show train, myself, A-Money, my co-host, Jew, my team, A-Money, we support all independent artists to the fullest. And, you know, some of them can come on and tell you their music has been in rotation for a while. No fees. No fees. They said, how you eat? Well, you know, when you really eat, I'm going to eat.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
You know,
that's what it's all about, being unified.
Yeah, you know, you got to support each other in order to get you to that level that you need to be. When you elevate, I'm elevating. When I'm elevating, you all elevate. So that's what it is. So, Jew in the building.
What's up? You know, A-Money, I'm sitting back here chilling in the baller room. And, you know, I'm enjoying the conversation. You know, I'm always in the baller room and on the A-Money Show train, you know, except that I'm cheating back there because I got the air conditioner on. You know, the baller room's supposed to be hot. Back there, you know? Hey, Nikki, you know, I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
You know, you've been around Caesar Black for a long time. And how, in 2004, how did being on the Undersign of the Hype freestyle competition, how did that change his life?
Oh man, he was just getting so much recognition from seasoned DJs, and they kept lifting him up and telling him he was the king of rap, freestyle rap, and he's got so many off the dome man lyrics that you're just wondering where is all that coming from, and he just stands out every time, and just getting that recognition, I believe, enhanced his professionalism, took him to the next level on what he's doing right and what he's doing wrong in his performances, just, you know, just fine-tuning himself, and it seems like that's his role every day with his music.
So,
correct you, though. I haven't been with Zara very long. I've only been with Zara since the beginning of the year. He was with Baby Grand last year, and then he was with them actually for a couple of years. And before Baby Grand, he was with Priority Records.
Yes.
So in the last year, y'all had a chance to collaborate and really do some great
he
work.
Took a little hiatus after being with Baby Grand and just to restructure himself. He wasn't completely happy with how his role was being taken care of, and he felt he could do better. It took a little time, and now he's back out, and he's ready to strike it.
Yeah. I see that.
And you know what's a positive thing? I don't mean to cut you off, June, but you know what's a positive thing about his history? He's gained so many acquaintances and business partners and collaborative people that he's worked with and produced for, recorded with, that he's got an array of connections way bigger than what somebody that's got a list of contacts for him to use. He's the one that's got the contacts.
Oh, I see. So it has fell in his lap. So he pretty much can can turn the rhythm whichever way. You know. Yeah. I was gonna ask, you know, I saw that he done some stuff with N1 and on with like N1 mixtapes and stuff like that. You know, a lot of people was into that. Especially in the earlier mid-90s, you know. So was he around then? Didn't he, you know, he's calling himself like a grown up MC now. So it was like a teenager then during that time. Like
yeah.
an N1.
Yeah,
oh,
he
okay.
was. Yeah, he started out like 14.
Yeah, that makes,
you know,
that makes a really big difference. Yeah.
Yeah, professionally, full time. With a budget.
Right.
So you can't go back.
Right.
Please,
you know what? I thank you. Thank you for you know, even allowing me to have him on. You know, to be connected to you guys as well. It's really an honor because, you know, it's hard work, you know, to get people to say, well, hey, I would love to interview someone, you know, without a lot of people like, okay, well, you got to pay $10,000 just to get a certain artist to come on the A Money Show train. And I'm like, okay, well, how about you pay me $10,000 to ride the train? Yeah, how about you pay me $10,000 to ride the train?
Right.
I'm telling
you,
you
got the vehicle.
I'm giving you exposure, and I'm showing you love. Probably, well, I know better than most interviews that you ever had in the industry with people who've been around for a long time. And I'm not saying it's just little old me, A Money and Jew. Well, you know, we were born this way, so we give love. We giving the respect in the industry to the artists. Where it's due. Once they figure that out, they'll be riding this train all the time. You know what I'm saying? And they won't be saying, oh, A Money, you got to pay $10,000. I'll be going to the PayPal and they made a donation to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's keep the train. Let's keep the wheels rolling on the train, you know. Let's keep it going.
Yes. I love my artist. I do. And Cesar, you know, I love his music. I really do. And today is a celebration. I'm just sitting over here thinking because, you know, my mother had a birthday this year too, May 29th, and I lost her in 05. So it was like, you know, it wasn't sad any longer. It was like the celebration of what I knew of, what life she had and the life that I'm carrying on, you know. So I
yes.
understand how he must have been feeling last night, and that's why I say salute to him. You know, let him enjoy his morning, and I know he's going to be calling us soon, and, you know, it's no...
He will.
No,
he will. I know it.
Right. It's no problem over here because A Money and Jew, we don't harbor feelings. We know things happen, and this one right here, we give to him. So guess what? It's his birthday, so let's give him the birthday cake.
Vicky Rose, Rihanna, remix.
Cake.
Rich Forever.
Straight
Cake. MMG. Come on. No top on the Ferrari. Sherry on top. Woo. Boy Diamond. Matching Reebok. Woo. Paint on the wall. Costing 2.8. Huh. Basquiat, boy. What you know about Cake, boy? 2 weeks tour. Bonjour. Then I skate. 3.5. That's the party getting raped. O2 Arena. London felt great. 20,000 in attendance while I'm smoking on the stage. Huh. Had a house party. White girl sniffing paint. Now she on the molly. I'm just counting all the bang. Still smoking. Lady Travis is a steak. Rock my own sneakers, boy. Cake.
It's not even my birthday. But you wanna let your acting out, the acting out. I know you want it in the worst place. You want to throw my talent out. He want that. Take.
Yeah. This is our Black Amelia Stacks on the A Money Show train, baby.
Take. I know you wanna fight this. Nothing up like this. I'ma make you my. I just got it on my birthday.
What you want? Put your name on it.
I just got it on my birthday.
Girl, I wanna fall in flame now. Been a long time. I've been missing your body. Let me turn the lights down. When the winter goes down, it's a private party. Ooh, it's not even her birthday.
but I wanna lick your ass and now. Give it to her in the worst way. Can't wait to blow the candles out. I want that.
Come on, Nikki. You know once you got over there, right, you could not get in, right?
Huh?
Nikki.
Yeah.
Jew?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up? We're in. I can hear you.
Y'all already know it is his birthday. It's Cesar's birthday. What's going on in the room tonight? It's Jew, it's Nikki. What's good?
It's so good to be here online with you guys. That's awesome.
We're so happy to have you. But I was saying you guys couldn't hear me. I was over here cracking up. I'm like Nick Ford.
Yeah.
Nikki probably went there knocking on the door and she couldn't get in. He didn't want to share that. She didn't want to share that kind of birthday cake with you, Nikki. He's exhausted.
I should have. Something told me to stay where I was this morning when I stopped by Zara's spot. Something told me to stay there. But I didn't. Something told me just to stay and just take care of things. But it's a pleasure to be with him. He came up with the hottest track last night in the lab. I'm just so impressed.
Man, you know, I'm trying to get to Cali once in my life and have the pleasure of being in the studio with some of these phenomenal artists. I would love to sit on the throne and get it in and watch them do their thing because I'm just drawn to that. You know, I was in the studio a couple times with Dave Tolliver of Minute Large. Big ups to Dave Tolliver of Minute Large, who played a big, major part of, you know, me. He actually gave me the name A Money. You know, I was on the computer when I first started off, and I had no idea what I was doing. I just had a Mac computer. I was blessed to get it, and I was just like, oh, I love this song. Who is this? And he's a native of my own hometown, and I didn't even know who it was. And I'm posting it everywhere, and weeks later, a girl hit me up, and she said, hey, you know, you're promoting Dave Tolliver's new single. And I'm like, who is Dave Tolliver? I hung up because I'm like, people always calling and playing around with you, right? So the girl named is Stephanie. Big ups to Stephanie. I went to school with her. Come to find out, we went to school together. And she said, no, seriously, Reese. They call me Reese, Reese Cup. And so Dave came in. He said, your name is not no Reese. I said, yes, it is. He said, it's A Money. Your name is A Money. You made me some dollars. This is your name. Your name is A Money. I'm telling you, you need to A Money. And I took it on from that point on. I started the Blog Talk Radio, and I started from the bottom. Now we here.
tight.
I'm still grinding to reach my top, and I feel like this, you know, I don't have a top. It's no limits. My top is when
right.
I'm gone and I can't breathe no more. You know I've done all I can.
Yeah.
Jill, you know, bring us up to date. Bring us up to date on Cesar. Give us a little bit what you have on him and let the world know, you know, what's good with him, and, you know, we're going to support him all the time. Keep his music in rotation on the A Money Show train. This is my co-host, Jew.
What's up?
Cue in, Jew.
Am I in?
Yes, you're in.
Hey, you know, I was gonna ask the question to Nikki on his promotions and stuff like that. What does it take? I mean, does he like go out to like charity events, stuff like that? You know, promote his album. Have he done anything with like churches, with organizations, like nonprofits, stuff like that? And have he also thought about getting into acting?
Oh, you're hitting some good points. That's awesome that you're touching on those, because we're on the same page as that. I push community events to him constantly, especially nonprofit, especially for underprivileged and for homeless shelters as well as youth centers. So we do have some things brouhahaing right now in the melting pot. I want him to do this kind of up and down the West Coast right now, and then he'll be doing the same thing on the East Side and the South Side. So we do have some people we're collaborating with just to get him to do some benefit shows, as well as I want him to act. He's awesome at acting, and he's a comedian. He's a natural comedian. So I want him to do some walkthroughs and just have a line there or two, and then just try to expand from there. So I see him another Justin Timberlake if he had the chance. So,
I was going to ask, what positions have y'all, like, put in play for some of these things to, like, take root? I mean, like...
Right now, we're working with 4U Entertainment, which is out of Corona, and they're doing this radio promotion with him just to build his numbers up on charts and reports for me. And then he's got a couple of live shows with Coast to Coast in Vegas, and then he just got asked to do one in Atlanta, as well as performing with some other artists. I'm trying to get him to perform at a Donnell Jones concert, but he's more of that means he has to bring in his other skill set, which is singing. He's awesome at singing, and sing some ballads for the ladies. So I'm trying to get that up and going with him.
So who have you worked with, like, on an R&B collaboration? I mean, my understanding, he produces the beats and stuff like that. Have he gone into that scale and trying to find his range in singing?
He doesn't want to sing. He'd rather rap.
So
I think the singing connects with his mother, who was a gospel singer growing up. So that singing is very close to him, and when he's singing, it's very soulful. And I've gotten him to do a little singing with his rapping, but he's a rapper.
Nikki, tell him he owes A Money, and I want him to sing for me, and it's going to be live.
That's what I think you should.
You know, a lot of times that be talent.
Tell him that I said, tell him I said he owes me, and that I want him to sing to me. I know he raps excelente. I support it 100. But some kind of way, I feel that I'm going to be blessed to take a flight out there one day, and I want him to sing to me personally. I want to hear his voice personally, because I know that his mother put that soul in him, and it's there,
yes.
And I want to bring it out.
Yes, I will definitely tell him.
You guys, I want to also, I'm so happy that he and the team, you know, helps nonprofits. So it just made me think of bringing awareness to Ladies of Essence, which, you know, I'm building. It's my nonprofit. I'm in the process of trying to establish the 501(c)(3). Ladies of Essence, Ashley, you know, I was motivated to do this due to the situations that my mother at, 13 years old, having me the oldest, and then five other kids right after that, like boom, boom, boom. And, you know, not to mention that the three eldest, we all had to go live in a foster care until our late teens. And, you know, it's a lot of things that were parallel to our lives that, you know, I wouldn't have known as a child that my mother went through, you know, lots of mental, physical abuse. And I went through the same thing in a foster care. So, you know, I want to bring awareness with Ladies of Essence as to the things that happen in foster care that people don't talk about. But not to mention also, you know, I want to work with the displaced, you know, women, you know, reentry programs for people coming home from prison, you know, help them as well, and homeless veterans. So it's like, I don't want Ladies of Essence to just say, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to cater to the women that needs help, because, you know, we're touched by all different types of scenario. And on a daily basis, that's what I deal with. I've been down in Atlanta under bridges and feeding the homeless, me and my daughter, a couple years
back. That's beautiful. Oh, my gosh. You have to come out here and help.
I would love to, because when I tell you it's like a birth of a baby to give, to help someone else, it really fit over. Fills my soul, because I become emotional, because I'm like, I remember when I was younger, you know what I'm saying? And there were lots of things that I needed as far as protection. It wasn't always just, okay, I don't have a new pair of shoes. I needed someone to love and hug me. So I know what these people are going through. And some of them are just homeless just because they didn't have none of that. You know what I'm saying? They're talented. They have multi-talents, but because they wasn't raised in a loving, caring household, some things just brought them down to that, you know. But who am I to say? I just have to have the proof in the pudding. And once I get with the right people that can, you know, help support me get this thing off the ground here in Atlanta, you know, I'm so ready to go. We have another caller in from 212-659. What's good? Happy birthday! Get it!
thank you.
You done with your birthday cake?
Uh-huh.
I said, are you done with your birthday cake now? Your morning cake?
Yeah. Blowing the candles out right now.
Man, you missed the birthday song. You missed the birthday song, but guess what? That's okay. I'm Hey Money. My co-host is Ju. We had your wonderful Nikki here, and when I tell you she goes hard for you, she goes hard. She needs a bonus really day out for a woman, because she has been going hard with me, getting everything over to me, and, you know, I really appreciate her. I appreciate your support and love, and when I tell you I love your drops, I love your visual drops. Everything. It's all on my social network. And, you know, we just love you. Don't worry about tuning in when you tuned in, because this is the A Money Show Train. This is what we do. Show love. It's your birthday. So guess what? Happy birthday song coming back up for the birthday man in the building. Cesar, this is you.
On the A Money.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ooh, it's not even her birthday. But I wanna lick your icy mouth, give it to her in the worst way. Can we get a little kiss up?
Amani, You can also check in at 347-633-9074. I want to give a special shout out to the Armani Show Train. Also, check out my latest single, Flight. Coming soon.
We got you. We know his single, Flight, is hot.
Already.
We played it on the show. Man, you know, I'm taking Flight with you, okay? I'm keeping Flight. I'm keeping Flight in rotation and forever. So you say, hey, Money, I got a new single. Can you put that on? So how are you feeling today, really? How are you feeling?
True.
Can you hear me? How are you feeling today overall?
Overall, I mean, everything is good, you know what I mean? I'm just enjoying it. It's another day on the planet, you know what I mean? And, you know, blessed to be in. Have the ability to create and still, you know, saying remain, you know, saying other than this music business and whatnot, you know, saying so all is good. Man, I'm thankful every day that, you know, I win every minute. You know what I mean? That's all I can say. I'm here.
Well, you know what? we're thankful to have you because you're multi-talented and I know you can sing and I know you wasn't here when I did my request that, you know, someday soon I'm going to be in Cali and you owe me. I want you to sing for me personally. I'm not going to ask you.
I told him to sing.
I got you. No doubt.
I'm not
going
to ask you to do it here. Yes, because, you know, sometimes we got to bring somebody, it takes somebody to bring some of that other talent out, you know, and I want to hear that. You know, I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of you and all that you're doing. You know, I went over and over and searched high and low, and so did my co-host on everything you're doing. We just didn't take your bio and read it and say, okay, it's another artist. No, we're really feeling you, and we salute you. And anything that we can do for you, you know, we're right here. And can you please tell us, because I love Miami. I have not been to Miami. I went to Florida, but let us know, how was it growing up in Miami?
I mean, Miami was basically hot as hell. But nah, honestly, you know, I mean, it was because, like, different from, like, a lot of the places I lived, you know what I'm saying, Miami pretty much was, like, it was a great influence, like, especially musically, because we listened to everything, and we pulled from, like, everything, you know. I mean, you had man, DJ Mr. Mix, who was one of the guys who basically influenced me coming up. Luther Campbell, of course, you know what I mean, you know. And the thing I loved about it is that, you know, we always had, like, a universal appeal. Like, we would listen to, we pulled New York, we pulled from the West Coast, you know what I mean. And being at Mr. Mix, the guy who put the music scene on as far as the production aspect and with Two Live Crew and everything, you know, he's originally from California. So, you know,
right.
I mean, it's like we had so many different, like, well-rounded influences and whatnot. That was a good part. And I grew up musical, you know what I mean, and my family and whatnot. I had two aunts, you know, so I had a song on the road with Betty Wright. Then, you know, so I had an uncle who was a musician. You know, stepfather was a musician. My mom was a singer. So I've been around music all my life. So that basically, you know, was one of the things. Among the other things that I came up around in Miami, because Miami is like just everything. It's like, it's like, I like to call it a New York with palm trees.
Right.
I've been some in New York, so, you know, I mean, I would go to New York, and I was like, difference. I mean, everything was 24 hours in Miami, full speed ahead, same thing in a different world with landscape. That's basically it, in action.
You know, I love Florida. I love the palm trees. I really do. But my dream place, I'm in Atlanta right now, but my dream place to really B is Cali, anywhere in Los Angeles, I believe.
Yeah.
So, you know, you guys are just paving the way for me and motivating me, because I'm looking at everything and I'm like, wow, to really look at your appearance and your pictures, they're hot, they're dope and sexy, but I'm like, before I read the bio, I'm like, he's from Cali. So I'm like, I'm getting ready to take over the Cali scene. Then I get into the bio, I'm like, he's from Miami.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah, I've been rocking
with
Cali for a minute. I mean, I've been rocking with California for a minute. We lived out here for like about 7 years of my life, so I've always been kind of back and forth out of family. So it's like,
okay,
between two scenes and stuff. So it's been like kind of like a back and forth between California
with LA and New York and Miami, you know, so I feel like I consider myself ground well around I rocks with everybody. You know, I love it. I love ATL, I love it all, man. You know, anywhere where I, you know what I mean? That's what it is, you know.
Let us know how it feels to win the Hip Hop Caribbean Artist of the Year Award in 2012. Let these independent artists know how it really feels to receive an award and give us backgrounds on many others that you have won.
I mean, it was a good feeling. It was actually a surprise. I was caught by surprise because I got called and told, like, out of nowhere that I had been nominated, and I was like, wow. And it was like a voting system and stuff, so a lot of people voted. Like, and at the time, I was in Jackson, Florida, which is North Florida. And up there, you know, the community, the Caribbean, half Caribbean myself, I'm Jamaican, you know what I'm saying? And the Caribbean community up there, and it's pretty much, it's not all that big, but I'm like well-known in that community, well-respected and well-loved in that community. So it was really, you know what I'm saying, that was a nomination from them, you know what I'm saying, and basically it was like pretty much throughout Florida, because I've done a lot of venues. I've also been blessed to do some productions for a couple of reggae artists and things like that. And I've also won, that was one award. I also won an artist award, courtesy of DigiWax, courtesy of Connect DJs, Slip and Slide DJs, Pole Boy Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, the big wigs for Florida court DJs, you know, and they gave me a beautiful and whatnot.
Right.
So, you know, I had been in Jacksonville for a while, and they had several events. You know, I've won some competitions there and things like that, especially like looking around like food battling and battle rap type stuff like that. But, you know what I'm saying, I had never won a major accolade, you know what I'm saying, nothing that basically, you know what I'm saying, really stood out until, you know, those events came up. Other than the, and also I won an award for the M mixtape series too. We had a freestyle battle, and I ended up, you know, saying becoming, you know, freestyle king of that event, and it was a beautiful situation too. So, you know, I guess, you know, so I got rewarded for the little bit that I give. You know what I mean? It is what it is, but it felt good though. Once you know, so when you're out here grinding, you get recognized. You know what I'm saying? For your grind and for the things that you do and you put forth in this music and whatnot. It is a beautiful, you know what I'm saying, when you're rewarded and you're recognized and whatnot. So,
well, you know, you're recognized here on the A Money Show Train and with our listeners as well. This show will not just be broadcast on Blog Talk. My show is going to be broadcast as well on Armor Radio every Friday, 5.2 million views. It's also going to be uploaded to Spreaker Web. So, you know, this is the love that I'm showing you, because I really appreciate you more, because most people, you know, in the caliber of man that you are and the situations that you are as far as the entertainment, they don't even reach out to, you know, us Blog Talk hosts. You know, I guess, you know, we're not large enough for them or what have you. But it takes this, you know, it takes someone like yourself to come on my show to show them that, you know, this should be done, because we're the ones that's supporting them in the entertainment. I'm buying their music. You know, yeah, you know, and we cannot forget where we came from once we get there. You know, many people do, but I salute you. I salute Nikki. My co-host is on. His name is Jew. And we really, really appreciate you. I was so honored and happy when she said, yes. I mean, all in a matter of 2 seconds. I'm like, huh? I was really shocked, and I said, let me go back and look at that again. And I said, oh, brother, she really said, yeah. I'm like, okay, so, and it's his birthday. I'm like, wow, like, what's better than that? Birthday time and to have the best on the A Money Show Train. But I'm going to also, you know, we can go into asking the same old questions on the interview. I like to do me, you know, and what would I have someone do me? Like they say, love thy neighbor like you love yourself. And are you a family man? Do you have children?
Yeah. Actually, three beautifully handsome young boys and whatnot.
Wow.
Ages 12, 13, and 7. And those are my little mini me. I love
well,
her very much.
Know,
I mean, unfortunately.
No, go ahead. I knew you, that question right there. You want
to
talk about
your
baby.
I was going to say, unfortunately, in the society we live in, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's that, you know, that, you know, we father children. This is something for, you know what I'm saying, you know, this is something that's a major concern for me, is that the separation of, you know what I'm saying, family structure. I mean, I grew up in, you know what I'm saying, a split family situation, and sometimes we end up, but fathers, the best thing to do is play your part, you know what I'm saying, and be that influence and that, that guy still, no matter what, you know what I'm saying, where you stand at in the situation, still be that father figure that they can, like, grow up and say, hey, my dad was dead. You know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to my C's and whatnot, Safia, El Tariq, and whatnot.
Well, you know, it's a good thing because, you know, being in the industry, how do you really find time to be a father, be a family man, and you have so much to do? Like, I know you're in the studio, like, all the time. That's like a Bible, a Quran to you.
Right. Well, I mean, at one point, it was pretty much easy, because at one point we was in the same city and whatnot, and the mother relocated to her job. And, you know, I have to just, you know, stand, divide that time and make time, you know what I mean? Every once in a while I have to take that break, go check in with them and put the time in as a father and whatnot. You know, I have to come out the booth as all black and become Taja, you know what I'm saying, their father, you know what I mean? So, you
yeah.
know, it's just, you know, it's just utilizing time and whatnot, and, you know, and knowing how to, you know what I'm saying, turn the entertainment aspect off. You know what I'm saying? There's a time to be entertaining and there's a time to be, you know, Taja Ali. When it's time to lead, then, you know what I'm saying, my season. They priority, you know what I'm saying, top priority and whatnot. So,
well, that's a good thing.
I mean, it's not hard.
That's a very good thing, and, you know, and I'm glad my independent artists are listening. If there's a good word that you could give them as far as, you know, letting them know how to balance it all and to be a good dad, because, you know, without these people in the industry, I mean, they looking at the videos, mimicking the, you know, the sound, the dress, and everything. But what they don't see is that you're a great father, you're a great son, you're
right.
a great friend, you know, you're a great businessman at that. So if you could please, on the A Money Show Train, give them something, some advice, and how do you stay balanced in that way?
I mean, basically, you just have to set your time apart. The man, you know, you don't want to be in a situation where you're not, you know what I'm saying, effectively a part of their lives or whatnot. So you definitely have to take that time out, you know, and take that break away from your craft and whatnot. It's just like a 9-to-5, you know what I'm saying, time. I mean, you're not, you know what I'm saying, 24-7 rapping, and you're not 24-7 creating and whatnot. You know, some people like to say that that's their grind 24-7, but reality is you have that time that, you know what I'm saying, that's allotted to you that you can spend. And I just tell everybody, you know what I'm saying, for the sake of your season, for the sake of these youths and whatnot, make sure you put that time. Well, yeah, they're going to go up and they're going to look at you if you break in this industry and they're going to say, yeah, my dad was so-and-so. But then I also have read, you know what I'm saying, countless amount of books and documentaries of siblings of stars and different artists and whatnot who pretty much have all of that, you know, fed them, put the gun on the table and put the, you know what I'm saying, money in their pocket and pay for their college, et cetera, et cetera. But in a sense, they grew up fatherless because they didn't get the time with their father. Their father was always into his craft, and in so many ways he put his craft before his kid. So I think with everything, you know, saying there should be a balance, you know what I mean? It's the yin and yang, and you have the kids a part of that movement because they're going to thank you for it later, because as of right now, I mean, I'm tripping my two oldest, you know what I'm saying? They're coming up right in my footsteps, you know what I mean? It's like everybody in my family is the origin from the oldest to the youngest. So now they're trying to embark on music, and you know, me being an influence on that, that's like, and see them coming up like I, you know what I'm saying, having that same passion, that same vibe, it's like, wow, that's crazy, you know what I mean? But, you know, and I think that's because of the time that I put
are
in,
you,
that time
are
I
you
with
married?
My music, you're with.
Are you married or you have a significant other?
I'm single. I'm actually single and whatnot.
Okay.
I have, you know, a lot of times I like to really put my relationship business I'm saying, and with the news,
I know,
keep that kind of separate. I keep that separate. But truth is, you know, so I'm not married and whatnot. I'm pretty much single. I have a person of interest, but, you know, that's basically that. That's all I'm going to speak on that. I'm going to leave that where it's at. That, you know,
okay.
We'll see.
That's fine with me, but I was going to say, like, you know, the reason for the question, because I always wanted to know if, you know, living in a household with, you know, such a celebrity as yourself, will your children or your significant other, family members, do they become starstruck at certain times in your career? Or are they the ones that are the hard critics of your music? You guys there? Hello? Nikki, Jew?
Lisa, you in? Lisa Black, you in?
No.
He must have dropped out.
It did. I see it. It says caller. Is something wrong with Blog Talk? He could call back in. I was going to ask him, was it, you know, do the kids sometimes make him feel like, you know, they're the groupies or the significant other? Because, you know, he's a phenomenal artist and he's dealing in the industry in that way. And I always want to know, like, how does the household feel about someone being in a household like that? Like, we watch TV, they watch TV and see other stars, but how do they really feel about the one that's right there in their home?
Oh, yeah, he'll definitely be able to answer that.
Yeah, I had some stuff, man, that I was going but hopefully you get ready.
He's going to call back, though.
Call back. Maybe just drop the call or something.
It's raining out here.
Yeah, I could kind of hear that in it, too. So we know that he'll call back because we definitely got to get blow on. This is your girl, A-Money.
I just sent you light-skin, dark-skin, too. I don't know. I just sent it.
Oh.
It's a clean version.
You heard me. I said, uh-oh, I'm going to get you, Nikki.
Yeah, you're going to get me.
That's okay.
Yeah,
you know, he's probably going to get me.
But he sounds like a real passionate person because that's I'm in the same situation. I got 3 sons as well. They're a little bit older than his, but, you know, being in their lives and then being snatched out of their lives and then trying to raise them from a distance, it takes a real man. And then when you got someone in the way, you know, if they're not on the same page with the way you would do things, then, you know, you don't know which way your children are going to end up. But I think that was a real good thing because that takes strength, balance.
That was a preview.
He hasn't called back yet?
No, not yet.
Okay,
maybe...
I'll call them.
Okay. I'm going to upload light skin, dark skin. So, Jew, how do you feel about being on the train and being a co-host on the A-Money Show train?
You calling back?
Okay. You know, it's a wonderful experience. And, I'm delighted to be among an elite teammate such as yourself. And, you know, I often said that, you know, I wanted to jump back into the talking that we were talking about the other day, how the saga continues and your plight of being a single mother at one time, and how you had managed to come up through faith and through just hard work, you know, it's just a wonderful thing to be around people that's actually moving in a society that's plummeting because
are you talking about me?
I'm just talking about the show in general and just being around.
Oh.
Yes, you and how you have allowed a person such as myself. I'm way down here in Texas. There's a lot of things that go on down here that's just water under the bridge. You know, we don't talk about, we don't deal with. It's like, you know, we're so separated, you know.
And to be able to be rich from a long ways, and to be hooked up the way we have been hooked up, and to be able to meet and cross paths, you know, it brings that smile, that joy back, because it's time now for us to start the next.
Thank you very much. You know, I used to cry at the drop of a hat. Like, you know how you see a program on television and you like, well, dang, why is she crying like that? And that was me, like, for many years in my life. Like, everything happened, good or bad. It was like I was the weeping woman, you know. And I'm so happy that, you know, my radio station and, you know, these blessed people that I'm meeting, the artists included, and someone is calling in. One second.
Hello, you're on the 8 Money Show Train.
Yo, yo. It's all blessed.
That's what's up. Is this Caesar?
Yeah, this is me. Sorry.
Not
yo,
Caesar,
man, I don't know what happened. It's like I got clipped. that was the media hater. He just came and slid right in and just like, get out of here.
You know, I think what it was you had caught that pass and you was running. We saw the end zone, but I didn't see that other defender. He stuck his leg out and tripped you some kind of way. But, you know,
true,
we got it all on
long,
film.
I was running, holding football up and holding my hand up with pride and stuff. I ended up getting tripped up. It's all good. I caught both.
You know, this is the co-host, Jew. I'm chilling in the baller room. And, you know, I'm sitting back listening, and I was mentioning the fact that, you know, I got three sons myself. And
right.
And it's a pleasure to hear other brothers that are out there.
Hey, money's back.
Money.
We got Cesar back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, man, what's good?
I got clothesline and stuff. I was in the wrestling match. Somebody just came along and caught me.
Oh, man. Well, you know, we had the question that we were wanting to answer to was, in each household, right, I've always wanted to know, with a mm-hmm. star like yourself in the household, are your children and your significant others or your friends and family, are they starstruck? Are they your worst critics?
I wouldn't say starstruck, you know what I mean? And I think, you know, I don't really have a significant other that's in like that, you know what I'm saying? And but I would say my C's are more so, you know, they're more so supportive. But I got this one song I did that's so funny, you know what I'm saying? I was writing a verse and I was like sitting there with my son, and they was with me for the summer, and I was sitting in the lab pinning out, and I was spitting the verse. And my son came in, he said, yo, Dad. He was like about 7 at the time. He was like, yo, Dad. He was like, man, that sounds too easy. He was like, I can do that. And I actually incorporated what he said into his brother's song I got called Elementary. And it was so funny because the song, I'm clowning out on rappers who spit, you know what I'm saying, overly simplistic and whatnot. It was just one of my little MC jabs, you know what I'm saying, at certain artists and whatnot. But it was funny. I ended up incorporating that into the drama. Like when my 8-year-old put it blunt and bold, when he told me, Dad, ain't nothing to it. You know,
okay.
I was like, you know, I mean, I get that type of feedback from him. And, you know what I'm saying, as far as like most of the people that's close to me and whatnot, it's mostly family and friends and stuff. And, you know, I don't think none of them are starstruck. I just think, you know, some of them give their constructive criticism, you know what I'm saying, and some of it be work, it holds weight. And then you have some people that just stuff to either critique or either praise you on. I mean, it is what it is. I take it all as a positive, though, either way.
That's true. You guys, I just want to say something about charity. I forgot. I'm a part of Caregivers 911, which CEO and founder is Mama Payne, T-Pain's mother. I'm going to send some information over to you guys. I'm also on the marketing team for this event, Caregivers 9/11. Take care of those who take care of others. The benefit show is going to be July 30th, 2013. Please go to the website, which is www.caregivers911.org. You can support in any way. If you can get a table, come out, buy a ticket. This event is a very, very blessed one. This is Mama Payne's first one with Caregivers 9/11, and we need all the support we can. We just were on a walk on the A4 National Kidney Foundation, and I did 7 rounds, and Mama Payne and the rest of the team, they did the 8. I couldn't go past the 7. It was really a blessed time, but I walked for my grandbaby, Heaven Holder, who has a rare condition of hemangioma tumor. So, you know, I was motivated to take that walk alone just for my baby, because she made it this year to be 3 years old when she was induced into a coma for so long in her life because of those tumors. And, you know, I was just compelled to do it. But, you know, hopefully you guys can support, maybe come out to Atlanta or go to the website and support any way you can. You also can get, I'll give you the number for her. You can call Mama Payne and speak to her personally, because I told her I was going to let you and Nikki know about this event. So I'm going to give you her number, her personal number, in an email, Nikki, if it's okay with you. I'll shoot that over to you. Okay. And T-Pain definitely is going to be in the house. So, you know, everybody out there who's listening, if you have not met T-Pain, maybe this will be your chance to meet him. But, you know, support a great cause as well and listen to him perform. And hopefully we'll have Cesar in the building. So, hey.
No doubt. Man, it's funny you mentioned all Mama Payne on Miss Aaliyah. I've seen her, like, one, man. Heard
really?
All and Payne's father, Saeed. I know them all. We actually doing Payne's earlier career when he was with his brother and all them, had a group on Nappy Head and whatnot. We actually did a lot of shows together. I was working with an artist out of Florida that went by the name of Sykeston. And we hit the road. We did a lot of road shows together and everything. Just doing time. They had a song called Robbery, and it was hot and everything, you know. And I met Mama Payne. I met their father, Saeed, was on the road with them as their manager at the time. And also, matter of fact, Mama Payne, she worked with two artists. I worked with this cat named Raw from No Love. He's out of Jacksonville, Florida. And with this R&B cat from back in the day who did, you know, he had a couple hits out back in the G, Lorenzo. Because me and Lorenzo did a couple records together. When
okay.
Yeah, that's a small world, man. Small world.
You know what? I was introduced to her, and I actually was in New York. I was living in Niagara Falls, New York, and I was trying to get to Atlanta. And Mr. Clarence Thomas, who's in Mississippi, he took a liking to my show and my promotions and marketing, and he just started, you know, catering to me and introducing me to people, and she was one of the first. And it just took all of 2 seconds or whatever that we were talking on the phone, and she said, hey, when you get here, just call me. So, wow, you know, I was like, T-Pain mother want me to call her. And as soon as I saw the sign, it said, welcome to Georgia. She was the first person I called in every sense. When I tell you, she has given love
right.
Every sense. I don't know why everyone is calling me on the other line. This is the A Money Show Train. The number is broadcast 347-633-9074. But I'm going to do you one better, right? You said you hadn't talked to her in a minute. Let's get her on the line. 1 second.
Wow, that's dope.
I'm going to get this birthday gift going on here. Y'all give me 1 second. We're going to get stacked some birthdays. Mama Payne birthday.
Hey.
Hopefully they're not in the meeting.
Hello?
Hello, Mama Payne. It's A Money. How you doing?
Girl, if you call me from one more number, I'm going to block you.
wait, Mama Payne. I got to tell you, Train. Wait, you live. It's someone's birthday, and you live on the A Money Show Train, and it's Cesar Black. He wants to speak to you, and it's his birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
How you doing?
I am fantastic. How are you?
All is good. I was telling A Money that basically, you know, it had been a long time since I've actually had spoken with you. I mean, I was kind of like back in a noble beginning, you know what I'm saying, doing Payne's career and whatnot.
I went on
with Artie Sykes there and stuff. We did a lot of shows together, et cetera, et cetera. And some of the artists that you dealt with that I actually had worked with on Lorenzo and Raw for No Love, as a matter of fact.
Right. I remember the name.
True.
Yeah, well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
It has been a while.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I was signed through this company based out of New York, Down Under. They was an affiliate of Baby Grand. And I remember when you was in New York for the they had an event up. I can't remember the name of the event, but it was an event up there that you was up there for and whatnot.
I actually did a showcase, Goldfire Entertainment, the management company. Yeah, my management company actually did a showcase at one of the strip clubs. I found out later on that it was, but it was a fantastic event.
Right. Because it was funny because sister met by the name of Julia, I think her name was. She used to work for Baby Grand, and she managed. She had to do a lot to do with Purpose City Bird Gang, Shice Bub, and a couple other artists up there that was out of that Dipset camp. And it was funny because she met Raw, and Raw was in New York, so they ended up at the sister who I was signed on at the apartment.
Exactly.
And she was like, Raw for No Love, and I was like, yeah. I was like, what's
five? Right.
And I was like, wow, this is crazy.
Right. It was because I remember him telling me that he was considering a contract with them and trying to, you know, talk to them about doing some music and stuff like that. And I remember the Baby Grand name. I remember that.
Yeah.
But that had to have been, almost six, seven years ago.
About four or five, something like that.
Yeah, because I've been here in Atlanta for 5 years, going on six, and that was before I moved to Atlanta. I was still in Tallahassee.
Yeah, so it's been a hot one.
Yeah, but you've been doing okay, though.
Yeah, everything is everything, you know. I end up, you know, I'm basically on my grind again, working on a new project, got a new single out, whatnot, still doing it.
Trust me, everybody is. My son going through it, you know, because the record game has changed, you know, and the music game has changed. So everybody's going through it. Trust me, the ones that's on top going through the same things, the ones that's on the bottom going through.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's doing in Jacksonville, as a matter of fact. He's doing an event with Young Cash's brother, Wade. They just sit
right.
I'm out in California right now, you know what I'm saying, doing what I do.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, if you ever come to Atlanta, hey, look me up. Let me know.
No doubt.
I just told him about the event and told him that maybe he can get down here and support.
Yeah. No doubt. I lost with the A.
It's going to be fantastic. I promise you. It's going to be a great event. I got a great lineup. And I pinned my son down to perform for me, and it's going to be a great lineup. And it's for a good cause. It's for a definitely good cause. So you have to go to our website and read up on the goals and the concepts of my nonprofit. And I'm quite sure you'll be able to relate. You'll probably know somebody that's been through it, know somebody that's going through it, and you might have been through it yourself.
Okay, understood.
My
central part of my belief system and everything, you know what I'm saying? We call it Zakat, but it's still charity, you know what I mean? It means the same
right.
thing to give alms.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, check out the website, you know, www.caregivers911.org, and it's strictly to service and support the people that actually takes care of the people that's ill. You know, you always hear about different organizations and foundations that take care of people that are sick or different certain disease and things of this nature, but you never hear about anybody that's concerned about the person that's actually taking care of those people. Yeah, that's giving up their life in order to make somebody else's life a little better. That, you know, that don't have the capability of doing it themselves. So, you know, that's what our nonprofit is set for, is to help them live a better life by taking some of the responsibilities off of them. So, you know, look it up. It's a good cause, and you know, and I would love to see you again, although it's been a minute. And I wish you have a happy birthday.
Thank you
so very much, Mama Payne. And I promise I won't call you from another number.
Hey, you heard what I told A Money.
Mm-hmm.
You heard what I told A Money. If you call me from another number, I'm gonna block you for real.
Event, and I've been working hard on this event since I received everything. But you know, again, this is the A Money Show Train. We have Mama Payne here, T Payne's mother, and she's doing a lot of things. Please, everybody, support Caregivers 911 by going to www.caregivers911.org. Please, this is a great cause, a wonderful cause. You never know where your blessings come from. Just do something good for once in your life. This is your girl, A Money, and Mama Payne, we know you have lots to do, and I'm not going to be the one to get in trouble for holding you.
Girl, yes, and my phone has been three times since we've been on the phone, so I got to get back. But it was good talking to you, Black, and you take care and contact me when you need me.
Thank you.
Thank you, A Money, for all that you do.
Thank you for all that you're doing. I love you very much.
Love y'all, too. Y'all take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Please enjoy.
Thank you so very much. I hope that was a good birthday gift from the A Money Show Train to you.
That was beautiful.
You know, it only takes a few minutes. So once we get off the show, I'm going to shoot Nikki all the information. I'm going to give you Mama Payne's phone number. And I'm going to give you guys the flyers and everything, the website. Again, everybody that's listening, go to www.caregivers.org. That's www.caregivers.org. That is her baby, that's her foundation. And T-Pain will be there. So my co-host, Ju, wants to ask you some industry questions, and I'm going to let him take the floor.
I hope so. You know, this is funny because I was chilling back here in the baller room, Black. And, you know, much love and continued success, you know. I had to mute myself out so much, man. But, you know, this has been a blessing to me. You know, I have a threefold question for you. And, it's the birthday. And so that Easy E song was Everybody Want to Know the AGE. So everybody want to know the AGE. And also, number two, what has inspired you to move forward after the absence of your mother? What's your position on the first family, being the first Black family in the White House, and not only serving one term, but now two?
Okay, the first question, as far as the AGE, is something that I'm very private about, but I will let the world know, you know what I'm saying? I'm 34 as of today, you know what I mean? I'm actually, my viewpoint as far as, you know what I'm saying, the presidency and stuff, it's a great thing. I mean, you know, we're in a country, you know what I'm saying, that's, you know, it's crazy, man. You know, it's a lot of things that we're actually tricked into believing that we can't achieve and we can't accomplish and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, that's one situation that proves, you know, say anything wrong. And, you know, I have a lot of views on politics, and I have my different views on politics. Some things I'd rather be kind of like tight-lipped on, but I will say that when it boils down to it, for us, it's a win-win because, you know what I'm saying, it's been so long that we've been told that this would never happen. And, you know, I remember being a kid, you know, hearing other kids say, yeah, I want to be president when I grow up. And my mother always taught me, you know what I'm saying, there ain't nothing that we can't do, no matter what, no matter how we suppressed, you know, or whatever, you know what I'm saying, we just strive to do it regardless. So, you know what I mean, that goes to show and prove that, you know what I'm saying, those hopes and aspirations of those who actually dream bigger, you know what I'm saying, for us as a people in this country, you know what I'm saying, especially considering how we was brought to this country and whatnot, and the things that, and the atrocities and the things that we suffered as a people, you know what I'm saying, throughout the years, building up into, you know what I'm saying, this present time and whatnot, it's a win-win. And that's beautiful as far as the first family. My mother's death pretty much just told me pretty much to live on, because she always, you know what I'm saying, she pretty much, you know, told me anything that I embark on, you know what I'm saying, to always go at it with everything I got and don't let nothing, you know what I'm saying, you know, deter me from what I'm trying to achieve. And that was the thing about, she did, you know what I'm saying, love about me when I actually really, you know what I'm saying, started really focusing on my talent, because I've always been a talented kid as far as musically. And I came up around musicians, you know, she was a singer, so, I mean, but that was a time where I actually ventured out into the streets, and I tried to do street life and all that extra stuff. And, you know, I think she was much proud that I did, you know, go the route, you know what I'm saying, and move toward, you know, music and leaving the street and all the negativity out there, you know what I'm saying, on those blocks and whatnot, where it was, I mean, her death for me was just telling me that, you know what I'm saying, to live on. And plus, I promised her that I would actually make it in what I do. So, you know what I'm saying, that's part of, you know what I'm saying, that's part of my drive and my ambition as well. You know what I'm saying? So can't let, you know what I'm saying, her passing and stuff be a hindrance, because I know she want me to live on, you know what I'm saying, to live life, mm-hmm. and to live as long as the Creator give me and prosper. So, amen.
That's true.
Amen, amen. You know, much love and continued success. That's from Jew and the A-Money Show Train. I'm chilling in the Ballers Room, and I know you're going to pass that on to those three ballers of yours the same way all us parents should be doing. Something was instilled in us from the generation before us. We definitely supposed to take light of that and keep that and move it on and embark upon this next generation.
No doubt.
Amen. A-Money.
Hey, this is your girl A-Money, and again, like I said, we're riding the train. We have Troy, management of Boot Mob. He wants to show love and say happy birthday to the best on the train, Cesar Black.
What's good? What's good, man? How you doing?
What's good, homie?
Oh, everything's good, man. I'm just enjoying this ATL weather out here, man. It's crazy.
True.
Just want to let you know, happy birthday, man. I got a group also myself called Boot Mob Entertainment. It stands for Brothers Open Opinions Together to Make Others Better. We cater to at least about between 50 to 60,000 people in our city. We do a lot of community events for the kids, for the adults. We cater to them, man. We did a big major thing down at the train station last year that we catered to. We catered to 16 people that actually. We catered to 16 people that actually they ran with Martin Luther King, Tuskegee Airmen, and everything, man. We catered to them one day. We fed them. We gave them plaques, man. We showed them that we really, really appreciate what they've done for us in our city, as well as they've done around the world. But my thing is right now, man, that I'm trying to really get to you is the music right now, man, that's basically coming out of the West Coast, you know, is that West Coast, East Coast beef. You know what I'm saying? So how basically do you deal with that situation?
Well, I mean, I never had it really experienced any, like, beef. I mean, to me, I think the whole East Coast, West Coast beef is something that's really blown out of proportion. I think it's more media than anything, you know what I mean? I mean, we got to remember in rap, man, there's been a lot of things that have been, you know what I'm saying, pushed and, you know what I'm saying, over. I feel like it was, a lot of stuff was, like, over, like, you know what I'm saying, expounded on, you know what I'm saying, by the media, and sometimes it actually blows things way out of proportion. as far as the West Coast with me, every artist that I've dealt with out here and people that I've met pretty much, you know what I'm saying, had open arms to me, you know what I'm saying. That's from the homie Rocket from L.A. to Nipsey Hussle, you know what I mean, to my man 40 Glock, you know what I'm saying. I've never had any issues, you know what I mean. So, I don't really see it as a beef situation, you know what I'm saying. I mean, I give respect to the West Coast on one thing, you know, there'd be a lot of things that of their culture, the things that they brought to the music game that I feel that a lot of different areas throughout the country sometimes have been influenced by and have begun to adapt, you know what I'm saying, such as the gangbanging, you know what I'm saying, mentality. And for them being a, you know what I'm saying, they're the originals when it comes down to that Crip and Blood situation and whatnot. Some of them feel like, you know what I'm saying, people are taking it and they're using it as a marketing tool to sell records versus the people who are out here really have been active into that, in those movements, and have actually lost people and, you know, have taken losses and stuff dealing with that side of life, and who have actually made a turnabout and decided to go the musical route, even though they, you know what I'm saying, they're pretty much still affiliated because of the neighborhoods they come from, the people that's in their circle, you know what I'm saying. But when you're coming from a place where this originated and you see a cat way on the East Coast walk around flagging or in videos, you know what I'm saying, so it's even some of the artists in the South flagging and throwing flags and throwing signs and whatnot, you're looking at it like kind of sideways, like these dudes taking us as a joke, you know what I'm saying, taking what we've been through as a joke, and now all of a sudden they, you know, they're adopting that, and some of it be false. And then there are some situations where you have some brothers out here in the South, I mean out there in the South, and, you know what I'm saying, up north, who have actually, you know what I'm saying, been influenced by brothers who they've been around, they have access to have been around and whatnot, and they just spread it. So, you know what I'm saying, I think that's more so, and then, you know, I think between the West Coast and the East Coast both, you know what I'm saying, they all kind of feel kind of, certain ones feel salty because, you know what I'm saying, they're not on top of the game as far as the music game right now when it comes to dealing with, you know what I'm saying, sales and, you know what I'm saying, artists breaking through. I see a big move going on the West, and now you got a lot of new artists coming out of here, you know what I'm saying, like Problem and a couple other artists that's breaking through. My man Kendrick Lamar, man, love his music, you know what I mean? That dude is like phenomenal. But, you know, it's like, you know, sometimes I think, you know, I don't really think it's really a beef. I think it's just more so, you know, it is what it is. The sad thing is that situation that happened with brother Biggie and with, you know, saying the Tupac situation, you know, a lot of that, you know, saying was, you know, I honestly, you know, I'm just going to be honest, I hate to say it, but I feel that all of that, you know, saying dealing with their deals, I think it was more, you know what I'm saying, governmental than it was street. And I just say that. I'm real enough to say that. I agree on that. You know what I'm saying? Than it was street. You know, because, I mean, any person that's from a certain part of the United States is going to defend, you know what I'm saying, where they're from. They're going to stand up, you know what I'm saying, if they feel that, you know what I'm saying, if you disrespected where their homeland or where they lay their head at and where their family lay their head at. But that situation is way more bigger than just some East Coast, West Coast speed. So I think the whole East Coast, West Coast beef is just media, is the media blowing it out of proportion. And I don't think there's a lot of brothers running around that really feed off of that anymore. Not that I've seen.
Right, exactly. Well, I just want to let you know, man, that song Flight, man, is hot. I took a listen to that, man, and I like that. And that song Blow, oh, man, yo. But just to let you know, man, that, you know, we – pretty much, man. I'm from VA, man. I'm from Virginia, and we cater to East Coast, West Coast, down South, on right. The Midwest. We cater to everything. And when I was coming up, man, basically, I took a really, really like it, man. The West Coast music, man. You know what I'm saying? And we are versatile. Also, we got a lot of East Coast music. We got a lot of West Coast music, down South. You know, we could pretty much, man, go around the board. You know what I'm saying? So. But I'm going to get A-Money, man, to play you a little something, man, that, you know what I'm saying, a little West
yeah,
Coast.
Yeah, you already
and,
know, Caesar.
And let you know exactly where we coming from. But, hey, man, it was nice meeting you, man. Enjoy your birthday, man. Enjoy your family, your kids. Enjoy, just enjoy life, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a blessing, man, that you're here today, that you can be able to speak, that you can be able to, you know, to tell us your life story. And, you know, and even, man, you know, a lot of people are skeptical about it, man, but tell us a little bit about your family. And that's really a blessing, brother.
right here on the A Money Show Train. You get it real. This is the reality right here on the A Money Show Train. We bring you the best. We give the best. So I'm going to break it in with Blow. You already know. It's your girl, A Money. And we have the phenomenal Cesar Black Amelie Stacks. Yeah. Happy birthday. Let's blow that.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Money Show.
A million stacks, nigga. Shot the world. Shot the motherfucking world, nigga. Yeah, I'm souped up. Feeling like a winner. NASCAR said it. Shots on the ground. And I play the money game like a joke is wild. I'm in my hot boy suit. Call me juvenile. You dig my money moving on? My flow like the night. I'm not shitting on the air, just releasing my brow. Yeah, I play it fine, I keep on moving them pretty. Yeah, catch me slipping the juice, gotta get it pretty. This is what I do, do. Grind like a motherfucking night. Take flight, I think it's broken, y'all the landlord. The link can come from here, no pretending while y'all stand under. A bad, bad missing of a hustler who ran number. Prepared for the worst, worst. It's gonna be a long summer. Red light standing, they just don't end one. I got the team on the woods, that is NBA ball. Well, y'all can't have your local front, my switch account is much.
Promotional team. She also was in the Special Olympics, so we show her lots of love, and she wants to call in and tell you happy birthday.
Happy
birthday.
True, true.
Thank you, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Everything is everything. I'm living, you know what I'm saying, breathing, and, you know, it's beautiful. I'm hearing,
yeah.
I'm hearing beautiful voice of all the people that's online, the people that's, you know, hitting me up and, you know, sending me birthday wishes such as yourself and whatnot. So it's a blessing.
That's cool. I hope you have enjoy your rest of your day.
Come again?
I hope you enjoy,
hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you, thank you. And likewise.
I'm a singer songwriter also.
Okay.
We love and we support her. That's Miss Carmel Chan, and she's on our promotion team. But it's all about you today, your birthday celebration of your life, as well as your mother's, your career. I'm so happy that you tuned in, you know, on the A Money Show train. It's really an honor. I'm really feeling Nikki. She is the bomb shiggity.
Best manager I ever had, you know what I mean? And, you
yes.
know, I give a major, you know what I'm saying, shout out, major love to Miss Nikki Black. You know, she came in and at a time when, you know, things, you know, I was trying to, you know, on my own, trying to rebuild, you know, say my career, and she reached out to me, and, you know, we put our heads together, and it's like, you know, we like the Wonder Twins, you know what I'm saying, with this thing now. It's like, activate, full speed ahead, you know what I'm saying? And it's beautiful, you know what I mean? Especially when you got a person that, and I tell a lot of artists, you know, it's good when you pick management, make sure that manager you pick, you know what I'm saying, have your interest at hand, and is a person that believe in your brand and, you know what I'm saying, believe in your talent and, you know what I'm saying, what you bring to the table and whatnot. And I got to just say, this is where she goes, you know what I'm saying, above and beyond when it comes down to promoting artists and to pushing artists and whatnot. She's a natural, you know, and I'm proud
yes,
to be on the
is.
Team. I'm proud, you know what I'm saying, to represent her as an
yes,
artist.
Yes, yes, she is. I'm proud to have the initial contact with her as well. Really, I love her picture too. She has a really nice picture up, very professional but sexy at the same time. And her picture just says that, hey, you know, I'm about my business. It's going down. And I did not expect her to say yes. And I'm so thankful for her, you know, reaching out to you and getting that YES answer back. But I want to salute you as well, because I also saw that, you know, you were the freestyle king. Freestyle king. Like, come on, what? that's a big title to carry.
Now, that was a title that was given to me by my man, Core DJ, Hitman DJ Bigger Rankin, you know what I'm saying? He's based
yeah.
out of Jacksonville, Florida. And, you know, I think that was due to, like, a lot of, he used to throw, like, freestyle battles. And I think it was the last one that he did. They had a spot called Club 5 out there in Jacksonville. And he threw one. Jada Kiss was there, you know what I'm saying? And I smashed, like, about 19 dudes, New York cat and all, on the battle. It was kind of crazy. So, you know, ever since then, he was like, yo, you know, he gave me that title. And I don't think nobody else has come up, you know what I'm saying, behind me and obtained that title since from him. You know what I mean? I mean, he gets tied to a lot of cats, but I think that was the only one, you know. I'm the only one that's got so far as I know, whatnot. Shout out to Bigger Rankin, too, man. Major.
Yeah, shout out to Bigger Rankin. Maybe I can get him on the show, too. I've been following him around, too.
Yeah. That brother there is
I'm
like, you know, he's a major, you know, he's Jamaican like myself, you know what I'm saying? He's a major influence, you know what I'm saying? Has been a major influence on me, you know what I'm saying, throughout the years and whatnot. Turn that city up, you know what I'm saying? Like, major nights. And that was like before I, you know, I got there. You know, I started hearing about him when I got there. So I'm like, who this brother is? Because me coming from down south, you know, I was exposed to, like, DJs like Jam Pony Express and, you know what I'm saying, ghetto style DJs. You just go down the list. There's so many DJ crews down there. And I got to Jacksonville. It was like between him and there was another sound system by the name of Genesis Sound and whatnot that was there too as well. And whatnot, but Bigger, you know what I'm saying, he pretty much, like, turned up and did a lot of big things, you know what I'm saying, to bring light, you know what I'm saying, to that city, to Duval and whatnot. So, you know, major influence, man, major salutation
yeah.
to that brother and whatnot, because he gave me some opportunities as well, you know what I'm saying, when I was in that city to be heard as an artist. So, you know, super shout out.
So what's up with Bigger Rankin and that I break artist?
Well, I mean, you know, he basically, there's a lot of artists who have come through Jacksonville, Florida, and him putting his touch, you know what I'm saying, on the mixtapes and whatnot, and pretty much, you know what I'm saying, booking them on shows and whatnot and everything. You know, he's pretty much exposed throughout Florida and stuff. There's a lot of artists that he actually, you know what I'm saying, helped take their career to the next level, you know what I'm saying, doing what he do. You know what I mean? His form of promotion, his form of backing. I mean, that list could be like, you know what I'm saying, we can go down the line, you know, Plies and LaBoosie and Webby, you know what I'm saying, and this pretty much goes on. So it's a lot of artists that he's broken through the market. There's a lot of artists that you don't even hear in other markets, you know what I'm saying, that he's broken as well, you know what I'm saying, in markets, you know what I'm saying, in other markets throughout Florida and throughout Georgia and in the South and whatnot. So, you know, he does his thing and whatnot. The Rhythmic Radio series, you know what I mean, that was pretty, you know what I'm saying, big movement, you know what I mean, and everything. So, you know, I used to get a Rhythmic Radio mixtape with him and whatnot when I used to go under my own name, Nomadic, and everything. So, you know, and it was, I didn't like the project. It was like, what he did was dope. It was just that, you know, that time I was dealing with another reggae DJ and stuff, and I was doing a lot of work and a lot of production and stuff through him and through his company and whatnot, and we decided to do a mixtape. And the project really, to me, wasn't really completed because it wasn't mixed properly and everything else. And I, you know, I pretty much shrieked when I heard it. I was like, yo, it's not mixed, because my boy just submitted it. But, you know what I'm saying, he made it happen, and it got me a lot of notoriety, you know what I'm saying, for that little bit that I did do everything. So, you know, again, you know, bigger rings for everything that he's doing, and, you know what I'm saying, and opportunities and whatnot, you know what I'm saying. He's actually a lot of me when I was there in Jacksonville and whatnot, and the love that he did give to me and stuff as far as exposing myself, you know what I'm saying, to that city and whatnot.
Man, you know, I would like to know, too, because I love 2 Live Crew. How was it even meeting and working with them?
Well, let's see. The 2 Live Crew thing is funny because I have an older half-brother out of Miami, you know what I'm saying, that was an artist on the loop, you know what I'm saying, first. And I had some opportunities, and I had, you know what I'm saying, a couple other family members that would go down when Luke had a studio and whatnot, that would be up in the studio. I remember he had dudes like Ted Stein, he had dudes like Ugly Man, his engineers, and you know, I ended up, my situation was kind of weird. I was jitterbug trying to sneak up in the clubs and whatnot. I'm like about 13, and at 13 I was 6 foot, I'm 6'2 now. I was 6 foot tall at 13. Had facial hair and everything. So, you know, down our way, we used to kind of like slide and get like fake ID, fake college ID, slide up in the club. I had to get that secret away, but that's what it was, you know. So one night, Luke had a club on and everything, a spot. I think it was either Strawberries or Luke's Miami Beach, one out of two. But we ended up, because it's been so long ago, we ended up going out there, me and some of my older cousins, and I tried to slide in the club, and one of the guys recognized me. He was like, yo, this dude isn't, you know what I mean, and whatnot. So they didn't allow me to go in or whatever. So we all got kicked up for it, and then one of my cousins was like, yo, they were he said, yo, I'm about to go over and holler at Luke right quick. So he went and he talked to him, and he was telling him that, you know what I'm saying, about this tape that I did and whatnot. So, you know, Luke, you know what I'm saying, he was cool as a fan and whatnot. And my man, when he got the cassette and when he got the CD and whatnot, came and he slid it to him and whatnot and said, yo, check this out, boom. And he threw it in, and Luke sat right there and listened to it and whatnot, and he gave me an opportunity. And during that time, Professor Griff, you know what I'm saying, was actually down there. He was A&R for the label and also an artist on the label. So he gave me a meeting with Professor Griff and whatnot. I did a couple of things. I did the Splashdown and had the opportunity to sign with him and whatnot, you know what I'm saying. I pretty much stayed in that circle, you know what I'm saying, dealing with cats like Mike Fresh, who's out of Atlanta, who did a lot of the Poison Clan production when Tunk was down there. Well, now he was Poison Clan's DJ. So it's like, you know, I had an opportunity to meet all those guys and whatnot. And the one guy that I always, like, looked up to as a kid out of Miami was DJ Mr. Mix, you know what I'm saying, which he's originally from California. But I had an opportunity to go in the studio and be around him and sit and watch this dude work. And around this time when I got an MPC 60 for my birthday, which was, like, a very expensive drum machine back then. That thing was, like, about $4,000. Back then, it was the most expensive gift I had gotten as a teen. I got that, and then I got an SP-1200. And I sat in, and I watched how he worked on that SP-1200, and it was like, man, and it really, really made me want to get into production, like real heavy and whatnot. So he was like, Mix was a major influence on me as a youth as far as the production aspect. I'm on other producers and DJs, you know what I'm saying, such as DJ Quick, such as, you know what I'm saying, Dr. Dre and people who produced on his camp, Sir Jinx, and we can go down the line. But
right.
Mix, for me, Mix was like, Mix was the DJ Premier, you know what I'm saying? What DJ Premier is in New York, you know what I'm saying? To me, that's what Mix was to Miami. What Dre is to L.A. is what Mix was to Miami and to the South.
Wow.
But it's sad that that brother don't get the recognition and the props they deserve, because pretty much everything that you hear right now on the musical landscape coming out of the South, that dude there is the author of all of that. He tell it all that. Those beat patterns and stuff, the heavy bass, the bass tones, that was all Mr. Mix. And then secondary to him, I would have to say Magic Mike. You know what I'm saying? All that stuff you hear Shorty Red do, you hear producers like on Zaytoven, producers like on Juicy J and Lex Luger, you know what I'm saying? You go back and you can listen back on Magic Mike, you know what I'm saying, or listen back on Mr. Mix with Two Live Crew, and you would hear those patterns, you would hear those snail rolls and stuff. That was created in Miami. So, you know what I'm saying, I feel like Miami don't get our process being, you know what I'm saying, for what we did and pretty much being the actual, you know what I'm saying, the birthplace of what we call now Southern Hip Hop, which I hate to give it that name in the same respect to how Scarface hated that. But, you know, Mix was like a major influence, man. I ended up doing a record with him called Bionic, and crazy.
Right.
Crazy.
I'm so glad. You know, this is one of my favorite interviews, you know, and I hope that we all stay connected, because I really want to support you on the A Money Show train. You know, keep me updated as to what you're pushing so I could keep it in rotation as well. And I know Nikki's going to do that. And, you know, it's just a blessing, you know, and all praise is due to Allah for the day. And, I'm overwhelmed right now. I'm really overwhelmed, and I'm never speechless on the show, but I'm speechless because I love everything about you. I love your music. It's on point. I mean, I'm ready to go to the club now and get it popping. You know, people hitting me up. They like Flight. They just heard Blow. And you guys also, I am a Nerve DJ. So, you know, support the Nerve DJs. We're having our 10th year annual anniversary in Atlanta on July 20th down here. And that's right before the event for Caregivers 9/11 on July 30th. So July is going to be a jumping month, and many blessings is coming, you know, to everyone, especially everyone that's online with us here. Also, the Nerve DJs is offering independent artists. If you're listening now, you must invest in yourself, because no one's going to do that for you. You might get a blessing here and there, of course, but you got to put in the work if this is what you love doing. And Nerve DJs is offering you uploads, feature it, $10. Get service to 1,300 DJs. We break tracks, not your stacks. So, you know, that's what we're doing over here at the Nerve DJs. But support everyone. Support, of course, our guest today, Cesar Black of Mealy Stacks. You know what? I love how you said my name on your visual. And Nikki was like, well, you got to change. I said, I love it.
True.
I love it. I said, he sound like he was Spanish or something, you know, since I said my name.
Well, you know, I got a little Arab bloodline running through course through my veins and a little Jamaican,
okay.
So you know the accent gets knotted up every once in a while. I speak two languages up in the English.
Well, it was good. I was like, oh shoot, Amani show. I was like, yeah.
You know. Can I dive in for a second?
Yes, dive right on in. Just don't jump off the train. Dive right on in.
I ain't going to jump off the train. I ain't going to do that. I know where the emergency brake is now. I was looking for it. I'm still in the ballroom, though. But,
okay.
Hey, Caesar, I got a threefold question again. When are you coming to the DFW area? Dallas, Fort Worth, because you know that's where your boy Jew at, Fort Worth, Denton. And who have you worked with, if anyone, in Texas?
Oh, man. I mean, out of Texas, I've worked with a brother who once was in Miami. He used to go by the name of DJ Doc Fresh, but now he goes by the name of what's his thing? I still be calling him Doc Fresh and whatnot. Because he's done production for a couple dudes, man. He's worked with Rap-A-Lot and, you know what I'm saying, a couple other cats. But his name is Jonathan and whatnot, but he produced this one single I put out a couple years ago, like back in like maybe like 2010, this thing I had running, which actually was the number one single at the Core DJs, you know what I'm saying, within the Core DJs retreated that year. And it was crazy, man. I mean, then I've worked with Superstar out of Texas as well, too. Superstar, he produced my single on Light Skin, Dark Skin. You know what I mean? That's what we did the extra track for that. So, you know, and as far as Texas go, let's see who else. Flip had an artist that I did a feature, me and Young Buck did a feature with by the name of Chauncey Clyde and whatnot, which he was based out of Texas and Kansas City. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I love that scene down there, too. I mean, I remember back when y'all had the Impact Convention back in 02, as a matter of fact. Me and this artist I'm dealing with, I was doing production for on Sykes, and T-Pain, we all went down to that and everything together, as a matter of fact, and everything, the Impact Convention in Dallas. So, yeah, I love that Dallas-Fort Worth scene and Houston, definitely. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Texas is what's up.
Yeah, much
and
love.
The sound. I love the sound out there, too.
Yeah, cause, you know, we in the DFW area, so you definitely got to get out here to Dallas Fort Worth. You definitely got to get to Fort Worth too. And lastly, do you play an instrument?
Oh yeah, I grew up playing bass guitar, drums and whatnot. I play a little bit of lead guitar and acoustic, a little, but mostly bass guitar, drums and keys and whatnot, and any digital piece of equipment you can think of from as far back as TR-808 or whatever, I can make it talk to you.
Hey, Caesar, let me ask you this. Is there any gospel artist that inspires you out there, such as any big name you could think of, or even a small name that has inspired you and motivated you in any type of way?
I will be honest, you know what I'm saying, even though I am Muslim, but I will say this, as far as on the Christian side of things and dealing with gospel, I have that in my family because my mom was a gospel singer, and we also had, you know what I'm saying, my aunt had a gospel group, and I had opportunity like sit back and listen to a lot of things that they, you know, so they played around the house, and well, my aunt played around the house and whatnot, and listen to. And one of the groups, as a matter of fact, that was influenced on me as a kid, as far as me being a musician, out of Texas, I think they out of Tyler, Texas, was the Gospel Keynotes and everything.
Oh, most definitely.
It was a very big influence. Willie Neal Johnson and Gospel Keynotes. Yeah. And also the Mighty Clouds. I like a lot of the old school gospel singers. And then you have a couple of new ones. You have your Donnie McClurkins. You have Kelly Walker and stuff. You know, I listen to everything, you know. Even though, you know, religiously we may not see eye to eye from a theological standpoint, but it's all the same creator, you know what I'm saying? And it's all, you know what I'm saying, we all trying to, you know what I'm saying, achieve the same thing as far as, you know what I'm saying, do our part on this planet to contribute to a good and then meet our making the hereafter and stuff and spend paradise. So, you know what I'm saying, I listen to all everything.
Most definitely.
Well, thank you so
and
very
much.
And, I did not know you were Muslim, so salam alaikum, my brother.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, that's a beautiful thing to know. That's a beautiful thing to know. And we have callers on. Man, 903258, what's good? 703-707.
You on the 8 Money Show Train?
Yeah, hello?
Hello,
yeah, go ahead.
What's good?
Yeah, I'm coming from Nigeria.
Oh my goodness. Yo, this is Mr. Papkis.
Yeah, what's good?
How you doing?
Man, I'm fine, man. I guess you have a black family.
Well, today we have on the show, big up to Nigeria. They support my show. I mean, they're always calling in. They're on my social network. He's asking me to manage his groups. His name is Mr. Papkis. Say some born days, some happy birthdays to Cesar Black. You know, it's a big day for him, and he's our guest on the show.
Wow, wow, wow. That was really great right there, man. Cesar Black, I'm in the stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What it do, my brother?
How you doing, man? You on the show right now?
Yes, indeed. You know what I'm saying? You know, all praise due to Allah. You know what I'm saying? I'm here. I'm live. I'm breathing. You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? And I'm basically, you know what I'm saying, getting love, you know what I'm saying, from people like yourself and the many that's calling in and all the listeners and whatnot. So, you know, it's great. Everything is love. Beautiful.
Great, though. You know, I'm so happy today's your day.
Well, we thank you. We thank you for that. And you know what? I want to go into a track that I love of his as well. It's called, it's from Cesar, but the song is Light Skin, Dark Skin. And we're going into it right now on the A Money Show Train.
You know what I'm saying, from the A Money Show Train. You know what I'm saying, much love and everything to all the listeners out there. You know,
only stand out in the sunshine.
And whatnot.
And big ups to everybody that's a part of this movement. Zar Black.
Thank you. Nikki, you still with us? I think we lost her, but we salute you.
Man.
Thank you. Thanks everyone for tuning in and showing Cesar Black, Amelie Stack. Much love to you. Salam alaikum, my brother, and I appreciate you much. I will be sending you guys over all the information. And we're out. This is your girl, A Money. Tune in every Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 347-633-9074 with the co-host, Ju. We gone. Thank you, babe.
All righty. Peace and blessings.
Yo, this your boy, Zar Black, Amelie Stack, checking in with the beautiful Amani. You can also check in at 347-633-9074. I want to give a special shout out to the Amani Show Train. Also, check out my latest single, Flight, coming soon.